Hello, my name is Pedro Damasino. It is currently August 15th, 2017, and we are here in the Brookdale Willowwood Home for the Elderly. And I'm 17 years old, and today I will be speaking with
Franklin Lindsay.
Could you tell us how old you are, Mr. Franklin?
The what?
How old you are?
I don't know how old I am.
You don't know how old you are?
No.
Alrighty.
So, Franklin, could you tell me about your life? Could you give me a narrative about how your life has been and just the story of you?
Well, I was born in California and on a farm.
Where in California?
Sacramento area.
Mm-hmm.
And stayed there until maybe 10 years, and then moved to the city and stayed there for a long time. And then I went into the military, and I was an airplane pilot.
How old were you when you went into the military?
Huh?
How old were you when you went into the military?
I think I was like 17 mm-hmm. years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the war was going on, you know, and it was seemed like that would be a better bet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I enlisted. I didn't wait until they
dropped you, yeah.
Yeah. Because you feel like you couldn't tell what you're going to do, what you were drafted.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I got out of that, and then I went into the business,
mm-hmm.
and I checked everything that I mm-hmm. thought was the best thing, and I decided that I would deal with hearing aids
mm-hmm.
with people.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So this is when you came back from the military?
Huh?
When you came back from the military?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And that was my own business, and it worked out very good. And then the war came along, and then had to, you know, go into that, so that, you know, put that off.
Mm-hmm. Which war?
Huh?
Which war are you talking about?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you what war. They have wars all over.
All the time.
Huh?
Yeah.
So, and but I learned, about a lot of different things,
mm-hmm.
and I tried to learn as much as I could,
mm-hmm.
and then I got out of that, and then I went to the University of California at Berkeley,
mm-hmm.
and I took business, activities, and I went into that, and then I went into business for myself,
mm-hmm.
and I went into hearing aids for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And so you were,
huh?
You were working for hearing aids,
yeah,
in a long time. Okay.
Yeah. And so then I don't remember, what I've done. I've traveled all over the world.
Really?
And I got married and had children,
mm-hmm.
and everything worked out pretty well. And then I just, did my own business for whatever. I went into the business. I don't remember what it was, but it was something that was, pretty easy. It was, I think it was hearing aid. And I just, did different things,
mm-hmm.
to
And so after living in California, where did you go?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I traveled a while, you know, and see just what the world was like, you know. And then I don't know much other than that. And then I finally came down here and mm-hmm. got into this thing to retire here. This mm-hmm. is, and I don't do anything here except, you know, whatever I want to do. And I'm not trying to earn money, mm-hmm. you know, here. That it isn't that I got all the money in the world, but I don't have to continue to work. And I did things that just kind of amused me. Mm-hmm. And I've come in here a lot, and I've taken in books here and written really? Different things and things that I went to the University of California at Berkeley, and I went into business activities, mm-hmm. and I got into the hearing aid business mm-hmm. because I checked what I could operate mm-hmm. for, and I did that for several years, or maybe 8 years, and then I decided to get off and travel. I'd gotten married, I don't know, but I've done things. And here, when I got tired of doing things like that, I checked into this, mm-hmm. and this is what they call a kind of. You can do what you want to hear. I can read books. I don't have anything to do. Yeah. Got my meals. I can travel away.
Yeah.
You know, I don't do anything.
And what do you like to do here for fun? Like when you're here, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, everything to me is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went into several businesses. I went into the hearing aid business, helping people with their hearing aids.
It's funny that you don't have a hearing aid.
Huh?
It's funny that you don't have a hearing aid. You don't need one.
No, I don't. But that didn't, I looked into it, mm-hmm. what it was, and I saw I thought that was a good thing. It worked. With me for about 10 years, and mm-hmm. I did, and then I sold the business, mm-hmm. and somebody else that was in that business had a place where I had go, so mm-hmm. they had a business that they did there, and then I just traveled a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alrighty. Where did you travel to?
Went up the northeastern part of the United States, and then I went up into Canada, and then across Canada, mm-hmm. and come back into the United States, and just looked around as to what could I do next.
Yeah. So you just kept moving.
Huh?
You kept moving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I came over to Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. And
how long have you been here in Fort Lauderdale?
Oh, now I'd pray, 10-12 years, mm-hmm. and I don't plan to leave, mm-hmm. Here, and because I got into a business earlier that I traveled, because I traveled and did business, and I didn't want to do that anymore. I've gone just about all over the world, and I just came down here, and then I found these kind of things here. This is a place that this is a lot of people here are retired, and they you don't have anything to do. You can do go read a book. You can, thing I had breakfast. Just shortly here, and I don't have anything that I have to do.
Yeah, so you're just chilling.
Just come over. We came over, sit down here, and I'm talking to you.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Huh?
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you about somebody that's had a big influence on your life. Could you tell me about that person and who they are?
Who's that?
I'm gonna ask you who has the biggest influence in your life.
I guess my family, because
is there anyone specifically, like your mom, your dad, your siblings?
Well, my grandfather was a bridge builder in the United States and all over the world, and I from the time I was earlier on, I was pretty well, you know, I'd travel with him when I got earlier, and I was able to go. He was bridge builders, and I didn't want to be a bridge builder, but it was something that, you know, I was traveled with it, and I know all about bridge builders and tunnels and, and highways and all that sort of thing. And I didn't feel like working any longer because I was I found how to, you know, make a whiz that I could put more money out and get more money in, and that stayed pretty well.
Okay.
So,
could you tell me about your childhood and what it was like growing up in California? Like, what did you do on a daily basis, and what did you see? What were some sights, sounds, memories that come into your mind?
Well, we were on a farm, and we had baby, and I would go hunting, and we had horses, and my grandfather, you know, bred horses, and he'd sell them to the, I guess he sold them mostly to the eastern places, you know, in like by New York, where they had horses that he found that he could go to the police department and show them that it was a good thing to have horses and have their people on the police on horses. So he was, you know, pretty well, you know, got into that. And that did him well, so he didn't stay into that forever. And then he passed on, and I wanted to do something else. And I found the hearing aid business. So I did for about 10 years. I put hearing aids in peaceful.
Yeah, nice, nice. So what did you do for fun when you were a child? Where did you play?
Well, everything I've done was for fun. I have never had anything but fun.
Good, wonderful. What's the most important lesson that your grandfather taught you?
Number one is whatever you do, find and get the whole thing about it. You know, understand everything and understand people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he taught that because he says you can do anything you want to do. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather was he never was in business for himself, but he was with Chicago Bridge and Iron Company, mm-hmm. which is still a company. Mm-hmm. It's part of U.S. Steel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they build bridges and things like that. Because my father taught me how to figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't have to know anything, all you have to do is figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's good advice for you too.
Okay, wonderful.
Huh?
I like that. Could you describe to me one of your happiest memories in your life where you felt that you were the happiest?
Well, I guess when I was pretty happy when I got airplanes.
Uh-huh.
And I had airplanes, and I bought some airplanes, not, you know, different ones, and it was having travel. And those were, you know, mm-hmm. nice time.
And so you learned to pilot from the war, from when you were in the Air Force?
Yeah.
And what did you do while the war was going on? What position did you have in the Air Force?
Well, you didn't do you don't did much other than we would find they'd find mud holes to find and to lay in. You know, the military things weren't a lot of fun, you know, but they were experiences, you know, because there's problems, you know, with when people were having problems,
mm-hmm.
they were trying to, you know, stop the problems, mm-hmm. you know. Some people were trying to make problems. Mm-hmm. And I got into the side where they were trying to stop the problems, you know.
And did you ever go abroad with the Air Force?
Well, abroad with the airport.
Did you ever fly to Europe during the war?
No, I didn't. I've gone a lot of places, but I didn't do my own airplane. I mm-hmm. didn't do that. And I used that, you know, normally.
Mm-hmm. And what was your position in the Air Force?
Huh?
What was your position in the Air Force?
Well, I learned how to be a fighter pilot.
Uh-huh. And did you actually fight in planes?
Huh?
Did you actually go into combat?
Yeah, but mm-hmm. I didn't have any kills, you know. I didn't, you know, because the people seemed the foe seemed they wanted to be out of the way.
Uh-huh.
They didn't want to have anything to do with the airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't
so. You had no issues.
Huh?
You had no issues.
No.
Okay. Wonderful.
Huh?
What are you the proudest of? What makes you feel proud?
Let's see. Started little airplanes that were small airplanes mm-hmm. that, you know, like four people hand mm-hmm. to them. and then bigger airplanes. And then I learned how to fly bigger airplanes. Mm-hmm. And the biggest airplane was the small, not big airplanes for, but small, you know, the ones that carry like 10 to 30 mm-hmm. pilot airplanes. Mm-hmm. And some had four people, you know, that were that owned airplanes, mm-hmm. and I was a pilot for them to do that. And that was a good job because they were usually people, pretty wealthy people, and I was their pilot for them. And I enjoyed that because they did all kinds of things, mm-hmm. you know, and that didn't last forever because, you know, when the war came along, you know, everything stopped, you know, mm-hmm. and just going on things. So I did that, and I had to get into the war, and I got into the pilot and the Air Force, mm-hmm. and that lasted, I guess, maybe 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And the war was over, mm-hmm. and then I got out and I started doing business that was local, mm-hmm. you know, so I didn't have to travel except mm-hmm. when I wanted to, mm-hmm. and just, you know, work mm-hmm. things with okay. it.
And can you tell me about your family? Like, when did you get married?
When did I get married? I guess I got married. I was probably 25, something like that, mm-hmm. and I had some daughters, and I think I have two daughters, and they're still you know, they're still, and they live in. One of them lays in Seattle, Oregon, mm-hmm. or no, Seattle. No, I think there's two.
Portland.
Portland is Oregon.
Oregon and Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So up in that area. Mm-hmm. And they're still up there.
Mm-hmm. Both of them? Only one of them.
Both of them mm-hmm. are up in that area. They're not together, but they're in their things. And I get up out there once in a while mm-hmm. and get, you know, to see it's not too far to get mm-hmm. get there. So that's been nice to do.
And how has it been visiting California again? Like, have you ever been back to your childhood home or the area that you lived in?
I don't know. I quit traveling. I can't think where I stopped traveling. I think I was, you know, about mid-state here. Let's see, where is this right here now?
Fort Lauderdale.
This is Fort Lauderdale. I've been here a long time, mm-hmm. and I've had a business here, and I came over here to start a business, and I stayed, and I've sold it out for quite a while.
And how long have you lived in Florida for?
Seems like forever, but...
Really? What, have you seen any changes happen while you lived here in Florida?
No, I don't see any change as much, you know. I mean, it's pretty mild.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot going on. There's not a lot of, you know, there's not big companies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's about how it is now. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, and I got a home here, and I've been here, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 years.
Okay.
Well,
for your great-great-grandchildren that might be listening to this interview, what would you tell them? Is there any piece of wisdom that you'd like to share with them?
Say that again.
Yeah, let's say your great-great-grandchildren are listening to this recording right now. What would you like them to know? Is there any wisdom that you'd like to share?
Do the same things I did.
Yeah?
Yeah, because see, there's a lot of people that they don't even have the idea that they can go into a business for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in a business for yourself?
I am.
Okay. That's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to stay in that business. You can go into something, you know, you get flexibility. Mm-hmm. And it's up to you to do whatever you mm-hmm. want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you have any regrets?
No, I don't have any regrets. I don't know that I'd do the same things over mm-hmm. again, you know. But I didn't have anything that I would have regrets,
mm-hmm.
you know, and now I've been here for quite, I think four years, and you know, this is I can just come and go,
mm-hmm.
and look at girls.
Mm-hmm. Do you talk to girls here?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, do you have a girlfriend?
No. I haven't got a wife or a girlfriend or anything. I don't much let, you know, just leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I because I think I had some experiences that they had ideas that they would want to continue with on, and I didn't want to go along mm-hmm. with that.
You didn't want to have a long-term relationship.
No, okay. And now I don't do this. I'm here. I do whatever I feel
mm-hmm.
like doing, and I don't do have any things that I'm tied to or mm-hmm. anything.
Of course. How would you like to be remembered? How would you like to be remembered? Let's say they talk about Franklin Lindsay in the future. What would you like for people to remember?
Well, that he was a pretty good guy. Because I was in business all the time. And I tried to do things that I was in businesses that I would sell things, you know. And not particularly make things a lot, but I built houses. Mm-hmm. I've done that, and I guess that's about the biggest thing I did. Mm-hmm. I built houses when I could.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't have to.
But you did it for solidarity.
Huh?
You did it for solidarity, like for community service.
Because early on I learned how to be a carpenter, and
mm-hmm.
and I had the skills that
mm-hmm.
I could do something.
Yeah, of course. Can you describe to me the dumbest thing you've done?
The what?
The dumbest thing that you've done.
The dumbest thing. I don't ever think I did a dumb.
No.
No, I've come close to getting some because there's people in, you know, the con thing, you know. Mm. And I had to stay away from, you know, anything like that. And mostly of anything for I didn't ever do anything except normal that are normal, mm. You know. I mean, you know, something that is a normal, solid business that you could go in. You know, I didn't go in. I didn't sell shoes, you know, but I built some houses. I built some roads, mm-hmm. And because my grandfather was a builder, mm-hmm. He didn't work for himself, but he worked for Chicago Bridge and Iron Company.
Alrighty.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're part of U.S. Steel.
He was their head man.
Oh, okay.
And he built bridges.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he was kind of a meter for me, you know.
Okay.
Because he was the top man for that. What is Chicago Bridge and Iron? Is it still that company?
Yeah.
Is that?
I believe so.
Huh?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he was their chief man.
And worked for.
Huh?
And he worked for them.
He worked for them. All
right.
And he was a bridge builder. And there wasn't anything he can't figure out.
Yeah.
You know, and I had, you know, a lot of experiences and exposure to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I, you know, it was just that. Mm-hmm. So it seems like now I can figure out anything to do.
If you could meet yourself when you were 16, 17 years old, what would you tell yourself?
Same year. Chase girls.
To chase girls? You didn't chase a lot of girls when you were young?
Yeah, I was attracted. I didn't go too long without it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. When they started pushing it, you know, too long, I'd, you know, go for another one.
Okay. Huh. Now, we're going to end the interview, and I want to ask if you had any closing remarks or any words that you'd like to share.
No. I don't know whether I've been here a year or 2 years, or a short, it seems like a short time, period of time. Mm-hmm. And this is my home now.
Mm-hmm.
And I live here, and they have, you know, entirely, they got everything. Mm-hmm. They look, the books, you know, I mean.
What's your favorite book that you've ever read?
What would my favorite book be? I don't know. I don't go for books that are kind of just low grade stories or anything like that. But I do like to see ones that have something that are
a lesson.
Huh?
That will teach you something.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't read as much now as I used to, but but you see, I have a very good good, and if there's a book in here that they don't have, and they want, they'll get it.
Really?
I mean, okay. This is a pretty good thing there.
Yeah.
And
I want to ask you, do you listen to the same music that you listened to in the past?
The what?
The music that you listen to. What type of music is it?
Very seldom. I don't listen to much music.
Mm-hmm. And what was your favorite artist growing up? Do you remember anyone that?
I guess the ones that were in the 1930s, weren't for there, but like in that group in there, and when they had all the bands and all mm-hmm. the things like that, that was, you know, kind of a.
Do you have any bands that you remember that you'd like to listen to?
Not really. Can you name any bands?
No, I don't really know any bands from the 30s.
Okay. I might remember.
What about the Beatles?
Huh?
The Beatles.
I didn't have much with the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
I know they were there and everything, but they were a different
time period, yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, thank you very, very much, Mr. Lindsay, for participating in this interview. And, bye, everyone listening.
Hello. Well, it's been very nice talking with you.
Of course.
And I hope that you get something out of it.
Of course, I did. Great lessons. Thank you very much.